Play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Zach Wallner from Kimball. On now for the Central Valley All-Stars. You got your grounds crew out here, Matt, doing some raking between the fifth inning.
Right. It's kind of nice to have that because usually I'm one of the guys that are out there doing it, but kind of fun to watch other guys do it here for once. So.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to start seeing some
changes.
Yeah. Yep. As Will Funk was scheduled to hit, we're going to get Cody Ferrey from Farming will bat.
Yeah, it's always a tough thing with the old All-Star games here. You know, Major League All-Star game or whatever, there's so many changes that go on, you got to keep all this stuff.
Exactly. Zach Wallner on to pitch. We got a new third baseman now. Looks like probably Brooks Marquardt over at third. New shortstop, new second baseman, so we'll get those names. You know, Tanner Anderson from St. Nick's at second. Here's Foray, a line drive right back to Wallner on the mound. And one out. Here's Nathan Karras. He's in for Cole Schmitz. I came in today, and your ticket taker, Donnie, he has been, like, here as long as the park.
He absolutely loves.
You got to have those people.
Oh, my God, yes, I know.
That is, like, I look forward to coming up here because I get to visit with him every time.
I know. He is an amazing guy. He is. He's a guy where I work at the lumberyard down here, which is basically a block away from all that. But he'll walk around in our weeds behind our fence back there looking for baseballs. He'll bring me almost every other day 5-6 baseballs he picks up. And some of these baseballs he brings back are so water-like, the seams are busted open.
Sure.
I was like, Ronnie, I can't use this one. I'm just going to throw this one. What? That's good for practice. I was like, no, you can't use that for practice.
Here's Karras lacing a single off of Wallner into left field.
Now, Donnie is a good guy. If you need anything from him, like for baseball, especially collecting tickets, he likes to visit with all the people coming in the park.
Yeah.
Makes it fun.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about every community having those people. They do. They're baseball fans for life.
Right, exactly.
Trent Gertken will bat. He's in for James Kiefler. Facing Wallner, and the first pitch is a strike called, 0-1. 3-1, Stearns County leading the Central Valley All-Stars here in the fifth. Karras takes his lead at first. Gertken takes a strike on the outside corner, and 0-2.
Trent Gertken used to play for Roscoe, correct?
Yes, he did. Wallner working from the stretch, and Gertken fouls it to the backstop. And the count, 0-2. Yeah, hard to believe. In probably, 4 weeks? Maybe 5 now. Depending upon how the weekends fall. It's regions already.
It is. Yeah, I believe, first weekend in August?
First weekend in August.
I think Stearns County playoffs is just basically a one-day ordeal.
It is a one-day ordeal. That's right. They have a different design this year with in all Stearns County regions, so it kind of puts a little importance on how you play during the regular season.
Right. Exactly.
To be one of those top teams.
How does that play out again? Because I know the bottom two teams of the division end up playing off of that fourth spot, correct?
Right. Here's what I've been told. 1, 2, 3 in each division are in. The number 4 team with the best record is in, and if they're tied with the other number 4 team, it's head-to-head, how did they do?
Ah.
backup. And then the 2-5 teams play off, and then they play that 4 team.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All in the same day at the 4 team site.
All right. Wow.
Kyle Zierden at the plate from Farming with 2 outs and 1 on. Kyle was in the final 4 of the home run hitting contest. Here's Terrace going on the play, and he's going to get thrown out at second, trying to steal on a hit and run. That'll do it for the Stearns County All-Stars here in the 5th. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played 5 innings, Stearns County 3, Central Valley 1. Matt, I know you got things to do, but thanks for stopping by.
Always a pleasure, Randy.
Yeah. And how did you ever get the nickname Gumby?
If I had a nickel for every time I've been asked that, I'd be probably a millionaire.
Yeah, so. Well, and that's with runs, too. That's my nickname, too. And I said, well, they named the candy after me, and that kind of shuts them up. So.
Yeah, right. For some reason or other, I had a brother that basically looked exactly like me, and they called him Gumby. He just got transferred down
sure.
to me, so I don't know what the reason is for it, but.
Awesome. Thanks again.
Always a pleasure, Andy.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
Matt Bauer with us from El Rosa this evening. It's Game of the Week. We're back in 30 seconds.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
And welcome back. Our Game of the Week on KASM brought to you by our Game of the Week sponsors, Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Greenwell Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond, A&W. A lot of different faces down on the field now, so we'll try to keep you updated. Here's Keith Kramer. Keith Kramer will bat for the Central Valley All-Stars, leading off the sixth inning, facing Josh McAdams. Josh McAdams of Roscoe. So Heath Kramer batting for Scott Marquardt. And the first pitch from McAdams is a strike called, 0-1. Josh McAdams starting the sixth inning for Stearns County. Pitch a little bit low and outside, and the count 1-1. 3-1. 3-1, the Stearns County All-Stars leading the Central Valley All-Stars here in the sixth. Pitch from McAdams is low and outside, and the count at 2-1. 2-1 the count. Pitch inside, and now 3-1. Three balls, 1-1. McAdams pitch, low ball 4, and Heath Kramer will lead off the 6th with a walk. Another new hitter. Here's Brian Marquardt. Brian, now at third base, came in for Adam Beyer, runner at first, and Marquardt takes high for a ball, 1-0. 1-1, no strikes. The kick the pitch, a little bit low for a ball, and 2-0. 2-1, no strikes. Defensively, too, for the Stearns County All-Stars, lots of new faces out there. We'll keep you in the loop of all those new faces. There's the strike called, and 2-1 now to Brian Marquardt. Keith Kramer over at first. Here's Josh McInnes' pitch. Ground ball past the diving Gertken. Wade up with it. Long throw to first as he's in at short. And it's not in time to get Brian Markhorst. That's an infield single. So first and second for the Central Valley All-Stars. Isaac Macheski in the batter's box now, facing McInnes. Isaac, the first baseman. And he hits a shot to Austin Schoenberg. He gloves it and steps on first base, and a double play. That was bang, bang. Austin Schoenberg sticking the glove out, and Nathan Terras pointing to the sky like that was an act of God. That was literally a bullet by Macheski. Two outs. Heath Kramer, the base runner, at second. And the first pitch of ball to David Jonas, 0-1. One out the count. Kramer takes a pretty big lead. Jonas pops this one up. Shallow center field. Matthew Quaid out on the grass, making the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Central Valley All-Stars in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We have played 5.5, Stearns County 3, Central Valley 1. Back with more baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream! Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, we are giving away a free gallon of milk with any service work over $50. Vehicle repairs, big or small, put our diversified, trained technicians to the test. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Zach Wallner is the first Central Valley pitcher to pitch two innings tonight. They started Ben Johnson in the first, Logan Elshire in the second. Justin Kunkel came in the third, Zach Laudenbach in the fourth. Zach Wallner has taken the fifth, and he will take the sixth now. And he'll get to face Kyle Dearden, who was at the plate last inning for the Stearns County All-Stars when Nathan Terras was thrown out at second base trying to steal. Dearden, the left-hander, in the box. 3-1 our score. Stearns County All-Stars picking up a run in the third and two in the fourth. The first pitch, 2-0, foul, strike one. Here's Walter delivering, and Zierden behind on the fastball, and 0-2. Austin Schoenberg on deck for Stearns County. I'll make it, that's not Austin, it's Eric Schoenberg, excuse me. Eric Schoenberg, an all-star. He was at first base last inning. It's 2-0, a swing and a miss, and he is out on strikes. So one out, and here's Eric Schoenberg. Eric made that pretty nice grab over at first base on that line drive off of Isaac Machinsky's glove or bat. Have new ball players all over here in the field for the Central Valley All-Stars as Eric Schaberg drives it down the left field line. Going to go foul and out of play. Behind the big wall. Zach Wallner, the Kimball player, facing a Spring Hills Eric Schaberg. The 0-1 pitch is high for a ball and 1-1. David Jonas still behind the plate. He's doing the catching for the Central Valley All-Stars. Isaac Machinsky still in the ballgame. He's one of the original starters. Everybody else is new. A foul by Schaberg to the backstop. And the count, 1-2. 1-2. Three to one our score here in the sixth. Here's Schaberg, taps it down the first base line, and that one's going to go foul. Picked up by Jonas. And they're just going to see if the runner, Schaberg, touched it in fair territory. The two umpires briefly chat. One ball, two strikes to Schaberg. Here's the pitch, another foul by Eric. Count stays 1-2. David Jonas running down that baseball. His home plate umpire going to look for some new baseballs, too. Delivers one to Zach Wallner on the mound. Beautiful night at Dew Point has dropped. A nice wind blowing from right to left. All-star game, we've seen one double so far. That's been it. Otherwise, just base hits. 3-1 our score. Zach Wallner kicks and delivers, and Schaberg lays off that high fastball in the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitcher from St. Nicholas. Loosening up in the Central Valley's bullpen. It's a swing and a miss by Eric Schaberg. He's out on strikes. Bring Logan Funk to the plate. Logan Funk. Left-handed hitter drives it to left field, coming in hard and making the catch is Derek Keekley out in left field for the Central Valley All-Stars, and that will do it for Stearns County here in the sixth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six, Stearns County 3, Central Valley 1. More baseball, our game of the week coming up in 1 minute.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Back at Saints Field in El Rosa, Randy Rothstein with you tonight. Our game of the week being brought to you by Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Dominic Sox Center in Long Prairie. Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W, our Game of the Week sponsors. Thanks for being with us tonight on AM 1150 on 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and on our stream at mychasm.com, mychasm.com. Follow us on Twitter tonight at Chasm Randy. Of course, we'll name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. Eli Emerson gets the ball here in the seventh inning. And new hitter here for Central Valley.
What is that Harn first?
Luke Harn of Luxembourg. Now in the ball game. As Eli Emerson delivers and Harn chops it foul at the plate. And the count, one ball, two strikes to Luke Harn. Harn in for Adam Glost, third. Derek Keekley on deck. As Eli Emerson delivers, Harn rips it into right field, a leadoff single here in the seventh. Actually, this is Robert Lutkin comes in. So Robert Lutkin batting from St. Nicholas. Facing Eli Emerson. Luke Harn on at first. Emerson working from the stretch. Pitch to Lutkin outside, gets by Terrace, and Harn's going to take second on the pass ball. Looks like Aaron Boat was down in the Stearns County bullpen. One ball, no strikes to Robert Lutkin. Eli Emerson delivers, and Robert Lutkin ground ball to Ferreira at second. Cody Ferreira up with it over to Shaneberg at first. 4-3 on the putout. Robert Lutkin, you could tell he adjusted his swing to push that ball to the right side. Here's Justin Kunkel. All right, a little correction earlier. The pitcher from Pearl Lake was Mitch Winicky. This is Justin Kunkel. And Kunkel rips it to Ferreira. Backhand by Cody. He'll throw it at first, 4-3 on the putout, but it's going to score. Aaron and the Central Valley League All-Stars make the score 3-2. So 3-2, and here's Tanner Anderson. And Anderson will follow it to the backstop, and 0-1 to Tanner. Three to two our score here in the seventh, Stearns County leading Central Valley. 0-1 to count to Tanner Anderson. Anderson will follow this one back and out of play, and now 0-2. Aaron Boat taking his warm-up tosses again. Ready on the mound, Eli Emerson delivers, and Anderson lays off the high fastball. They're saying no swing. The base umpire and they count one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Anderson will foul it to the backstop, and the count stays one and two. A 1-2 pitch. And that's going to hit Anderson right on the hand and the part of the bat. Or it got him on the jersey, too. I think it just right on the left arm on that jersey, home plate umpire. Here's Alex Geislinger. Alex, left-handed hitter. It's part of the home run hitting contest, too, tonight. Batting in Jordan News' spot. Actually, he is batting in Kevin Kramer's spot. There we go. So Alex in for Kevin Kramer. There's a strike called in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Anderson leads at first. 3-2 our score. Pitch to Alex Geislinger inside for a ball and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two outs, one run in here in the seventh for Central Valley. A swing and a miss by Geislinger. Strike two. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Anderson leads from first. Schoenberg holds him there. And here's a chopper hit to Eric Schoenberg at first. He's going to field it. Runs it to the bag. The unassisted put out. And that'll end the Central Valley's seventh inning. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one left on. 6.5, Stearns County 3, Central Valley 2. It's your game of the week on KASM. We're back in 1 minute.
Every one of us has different priorities when it comes to buying a new car. Some want to know options that fit within their monthly budget. Some just know. They want a Chevy Silverado, Traverse, or Malibu. And some rely on the advice of a trusted and trained expert to help them make the best decision. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we create solutions that work for you, with you. Purchasing a new vehicle is an exciting big decision, and we are here to make it easy and enjoyable. View our current offers and inventory at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream! Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
All right, we make our way to the bottom of the seventh inning. Brian Schlungen will hit for the Stearns County All-Stars. Brian in center field tonight. Normally catching for the Martins, doing some pitching from St. Martin. First pitch from Derek Keekley of St. Nicholas is a ball. Here's a ground ball to Anderson at second. He's up with it. 4-3 on the put out of Schlungen. One out in the seventh. And here's Matthew Quaid. A weighed in for Kyle Leeser. And the pitch to Quaid, missing inside, and the count 1-0. Bottom of the seventh inning, 3-2. Stearns County with the lead, and Quaid will follow this one back and out of play. And the count, 1-1. 1-1. Quaid takes low for a ball, and 2-1. Sky's getting a little dark out to the west. We have lost our sunshine for the moment. Pitch to Quaid is a strike called, and 1-2 now. 1-2. Keekly's pitch. Quaid takes low for a ball, and 2-2. 2-2. David Jonas still behind the plate for the Central Valley All-Stars. Keekly's pitch, inside a ball, and Quaid will walk. The ball 4, and to the plate from Greenwald, Ryan Kramer. Ryan in the DH role. And the pitch to Kramer is a strike called, 0-1. Matt Quaid, Isaac Machinsky holding him over at first. They were teammates at St. Cloud Technical College. Pitches low for a ball, and a 1-1. That team went to the Nationals this year. 1-1. Derek Keekly delivers high, and 2-1. Two balls, 1-1. Way to lead at first. Keekly on the mound. His pitch, here's a chopper foul by Kramer. And the count, 2-2. Two to the count. Bottom of the seventh inning, if you're just joining us, 3-2. Stearns County leads. Kramer tries to hold up on his swing, and he can't, and he's out on strikes. So two outs here in the seventh. And here's Cody Perret. Cody's second at bat. His first at bat, he lined out to the first baseman, Machinsky. Or actually back to the pitcher, the first pitch to Cody, inside a ball, 1-0. Quaid, the base runner, at first. Keekly ready on the mound. Frey fouls that one off his foot. And a count, 1-1. Nathan Terrace on deck for Stearns County. One the count. Derek Keekly of St. Nicholas, ready again on the mound. The 1-1 pitch on the way. And a foul tip by Perret in the count, 1-2. 1-2. Crowd building here. Music a little later on by Mitch Gordon. Mitch Gordon in town tonight. Pitches low for a ball, and 2-2. Mitch Gordon band, part of your $10 admittance. You get the ball games, and it gets some good music tonight here in El Rosa. The 3-2 pitch, and strike 3 call. Perret gets caught looking, and that'll end the Stearns County All-Stars 7th inning. No runs. No hits, no errors, and 1 left on. 7 in the books. It's Stearns County 3, Central Valley 2. More Game of the Week baseball here on KASM in a minute.